Hello, and thank you for joining the Crown Institute's recorded practice series, Together for Wellness. This mindfulness practice was the second of two practices led by Dr. Zindel Siegel for the Crown Institute. Dr. Siegel is a clinical psychologist and distinguished professor of psychology at the University of Toronto. His research examines the use of mindfulness meditation in promoting affect regulation skills in people suffering from depression and anxiety. An author of over 10 books and 100 scientific publications, Dr. Siegel's latest publication, The Mindful Way Through Depression, is a guide for dealing with stress and achieving mood balance in everyday life. We hope you enjoy this practice.
These are skills and perspectives that come through the practice of mindfulness that are extremely helpful these days, I believe, because we can often find ourselves caught in swirling thoughts about our health, the economy, our neighbors, ourselves. And there is a way in which this is entirely natural and protective in a way, but at the same time, there's a way in which it can carry and sweep us off. And we have the capacity to come back and to return to a place where we can be somewhat more grounded and choose how we want to react to the next moment. And I think the pausing and the noting is fairly well available to us, the pausing through the body, the noting just by allowing things to come into the mind. But the holding piece is a little bit more either complicated or maybe a little bit more opaque. And so the holding piece, as we talked about towards the end of our session on Tuesday, suggests an attitude towards ourselves that's a bit difficult to perhaps understand or grasp, and it has to do with both a willingness and a kindness to meet whatever shows up in the moment. So that can sound a little bit abstract, and we'll have a chance to practice that, but if there's a way of trying to express that verbally, my mind was drawn to, I don't know how many of you checked out that piece, which was the interview to Jack Kornfield in the New York Times on Tuesday. There was this wonderful line by a poet who has written about Zen very much, and the line goes, "Last year, a foolish monk. This year, same thing." And I just was also brought back to the introduction by Sona, where she said there are three sentences that sort of define the mission statement. And these three sentences, for me, really define this capacity for holding. So, last year, a foolish monk. This year, if we think about it, anything that compares last year to this year has inside of it a kind of implicit gain, an implicit improvement, an implicit way in which things are better. But then the last sentence really is same thing. So the foolish monk is looking at a way in which the world and circumstances might change, but he is continuing to be who he is or who she is.
Please just explain the meditation, so I'm going to come sit with you.
And both the capacity to hold that inside a way of being clear and kind to the intention, I think, is really powerful. So when that speaks to me, what it says is the ability to stay grounded with what is and to be kind with what shows up. Not needing to change anything, but being able to stay on a path. And really the path here is the practice. If we're able to stay on our path of practice, then we can respond to things in a way that can be helpful to us. And in that sense, things don't change from one year to the next. They don't have to be better. They don't have to be worse, but we can continue to stay on practice. So let's see if we can drop into practice and see if any of that makes sense to you or if any of that shows up in this brief practice. We'll be sitting for about 10 minutes, and this will be a flow of practice. It won't be segmented in the way that we did with the 3-minute breathing space. So let's just begin, and I will invite you to shift your posture into a a seating position, a seated position that allows you to arrive and to settle. And if you feel comfortable with it, allowing your eyes to close as well. And beginning by simply acknowledging being here, sitting, present. And when you feel ready, allowing the attention to move to the sensations of sitting, sensations that are already here, and feeling these sensations as best you can, whether it's the pressure in the feet pressing down into the floor or the carpet beneath you, the chair supporting the weight of the body, the back of the chair or the sofa or the support touching up lightly against the spine, with the neck and head balanced, just sitting. And when you feel ready, moving the attention from sensations of sitting to find the breath in the body and moving your attention to that part of the body where the breath makes itself most vividly known to you. And so now coming to breathing, whether that's at the belly, the chest, or even the nostrils, allowing breath to be the focus, and seeing if you can feel the breath coming into the body and feel the breath leaving the body. Not so much thinking about breathing or the breath as a concept, but seeing if you can actually feel the sensations of the movement of air coming into the body as the belly rises or the chest expands or the friction of cool air is felt at the nostrils, coming in all the way on the in-breath with a slight pause before leaving the body on the out-breath and feeling the belly deflating, chest collapsing, or the friction at the nostrils as the air leaves, the nose returns into the room. And seeing if you can just give yourself this one thing to do, following this gentle rhythm of rising, expanding on the in-breath, and falling and collapsing on the out-breath. Feeling the breath in this way as best you can, moment by moment. And not needing to breathe in any particular way or even use the breath to get anywhere, but simply seeing if you can feel breathing. Now you might find that there are moments when, and this is something that happens to all of us from time to time, your attention isn't fully on your breath. Perhaps your mind has been pulled away from breathing to follow thoughts, sensations in the body, or even emotions that have arisen for you. And this is something that happens during the practice. It's not a mistake or a waste of time. In fact, it's very much a part of the movement of the mind. And the invitation in this practice is simply to recognize the wandering, to acknowledge the wandering and the movement away from our breath. And then as best you can, simply release and to return to this in-breath, this out-breath, wherever you find yourself, with an attitude of kindness, without judgment, almost as if you were walking an old friend of yours back home, returning to a place of grounding, a place of presence, always available to us. And so even in our brief practice, noticing these moments of wandering, if they occur, the mind moving away to mundane or insistent mental content, acknowledging the wandering, and as best you can, bringing the attention right back to the breath, starting over. It's also possible to provide ourselves with a stronger signal of the breath as we breathe to allow our minds to be harnessed to this place. And one suggestion might be to see whether you can feel the breath for the full measure of the in-breath, feeling the air coming into the body, and feeling the full measure of the start of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath, that slight pause, and then in the same way, the full measure of the out-breath, the start of the out-breath, the span of the out-breath, the end of the out-breath, and then the pause before beginning again with the start of the in-breath, the span of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath. And so continuing to turn the breath into a dynamic, living moment of experience, less a concept, less a thought, more a sense of accompanying an ongoing stream of experience and sensation as it's happening. as best you can, seeing if you have any curiosity about this in the next few moments as we sit together. And then coming back more fully to breathing and perhaps congratulating yourselves for taking the time this morning to sit, to be with the unfolding of your experience in precisely this way, to come back to yourselves before heading off to the rest of your day. And then when you're ready, simply allowing your eyes to open.